So just go in and relax, and please receive the transmission of light that's coming through. And we will all participate together in this field. We will be generating this field together, whether you're with us live or listening in the future. So I invite you to please close your eyes and just get comfortable, relax in your chair or on the floor, in your bed. Just recline and or sit up straight, but whatever you do, try to keep your spine straight. That's the best. And let's begin with a few long, slow, deep breaths. Long, slow inhale. Long, slow exhale. Continue the breathing. Breathing in the light and the life force and this beautiful energy that surrounds you. Breathing it right into your lungs, deep down into your lungs, filling you up. And then a long, slow, deep exhale. And you can yawn if you want to. A yawn and a stretch. You can stretch your arms up above your head if you feel like you want to do that. Clasping your hands and interlocking your fingers, stretching your palms up to the ceiling and slightly stretching from side to side, slowly from side to side. And the yawning is nice. It's very relaxing. So I invite you to yawn, continuing the deep, slow breathing. When we breathe slow and deep, we send a signal to the body that we're safe, and that allows the body to relax. So the slow breathing is very important for the relaxation. And the more deeply we can relax, the more deeply we receive this gift of spiritual energy that we're all being offered. We sometimes forget the importance of relaxation. But relaxation is the foundation of the enlightening of our consciousness. So if we do nothing else today, let's relax together. I know sometimes we have to multitask, and that's okay, but for right now, just take this moment to let go. Breathe in the light, and breathe out any worries about the past or the future. Breathe in the present moment. Breathe out any tension that you might be feeling in your body. See yourself breathing in the golden white light that surrounds you. Beautiful healing energy, filling up your lungs with beautiful healing golden white light, all the way deep down into the bottom part of the lungs, and breathing out any stale, stuck energy or air that's stuck down in there. So as you continue your breathing, let's do a muscular relaxation from head to toes. And I invite you to visualize and feel a warm liquid pouring over the top of your head, something thick like honey. And just let it Relax every muscle that it touches, relaxing your scalp, your forehead, and let it roll over your eyebrows, relaxing your eyes, letting your eyeballs fall back into their sockets, deeply relaxing all the many, many muscles around the eyes, the little tiny muscles, just letting go. Feel it pouring over your face and relaxing all your facial muscles, the cheeks and the nose, mouth, the jaw, the ears, back of the head. Let's all focus for a moment on relaxing the back of the tongue. When we relax the back of the tongue, the whole region of the body relaxes, the back of the head and the neck, the shoulders. Just feel the honey, warm, beautiful honey pouring over you, relaxing all your muscles, your shoulders, your arms, all the way down to your lower arms, your hands and fingers, relaxing deeply all the muscles, relaxing your torso, the chest and the upper back, relaxing the diaphragm, the abdomen, lower back, stomach area. Relaxing the hips, and especially the psoas muscles, which run down the front of the hips on either side of your body. When we can really relax the psoas muscles, we also relax the whole region of the body, the whole middle part of the body relaxes. So just focus on that for a moment and really let go. Breathing in deeply, remember your breathing. Slow and long, feeling the honey pouring over your body all the way down your legs, relaxing your upper legs, the thighs and the hamstrings, relaxing your lower legs, the shins and the calves. Relaxing your ankles, your feet and toes. Just feel all the tension being swept away out of your body as this honey pours over you from head to toes, completely relaxed from head to toes. And now I'm going to be quiet for a moment and I invite you to scan your body from head to toes. And just relax any muscles that might still be holding any tension, breathing light into those areas, and breathing out any tension you're holding on to. Now I invite you to put your intention inside the middle of your head in a place called the Cave of Brahman. And most of you know where that is, I know, but if you're new to the calls and you haven't heard that before, where you find the Cave of Brahman is you draw an invisible line straight back from your third eye into the middle of your head. Your third eye is between the eyebrows and slightly above. So you draw that invisible line straight back into the middle of your head. And then also draw an invisible line between your ears. And where those two lines intersect, that is the cave of Brahman. It is actually the center of your head, where the hypothalamus, pineal, and pituitary reside. And this is a magic place known by the ancient masters. It's taught in many of the mystery schools from ancient times. And when you find this place in the center of your head, you know you've found it because it's a place where thought stops and where you get very still very quickly. And if you can't find it, that's okay. Don't let it frustrate you. Just relax and set your intention that you would like to find this place. And just ask your spiritual guides to help you. Will your energy there. And it's okay if you don't find it today. It will come another time if you want it. Meanwhile, if you've found it, you might sense an expansion of consciousness. You might sense a slight feeling that your head is actually bigger than it is physically. And that's because we expand our energy in the cave of Brahman. Consciousness expands there. It's a place where we actually expand and connect with the cosmos. When you've found it, just allow yourself to relax into that place and feel the expansion of energy happen beyond your cranium, filling you up in your aura, feeling your consciousness, your awareness expand beyond your skin, out into the aura. And just allow it. It's a beautiful, relaxing feeling of connection with your divine self. As you allow this, as you relax into it and allow this, also feel your crown chakra naturally open. Your crown chakra, if you don't know, sits on the top of your head like a crown that a king or queen would wear. You might be able to feel it if you're sensitive. And it's known as the thousand-petaled lotus. You can sense that it sits there and opens petal by petal, opening, unfurling itself up and out. So just feel that energy on the top of your head opening up. It's a beautiful feeling. And that's okay if you're not feeling it. You just set the intention that you would like to feel it one day, and you will. And for now, you can just visualize it. Feel the petals, the thousand petals opening up one by one, opening up and up and up, right on the top of your head. As your crown chakra opens, I invite you to move your energy down the core of your body. In Sanskrit, the core is known as the Sushumna. I know most of you know this if you've been with Core Light for any period of time. So forgive me for the reminders. This is for the people who are newer. So I invite you to bring your energy down the core of your body, down the Sushumna. It's like a luminous tube of light, energy running down center of your body, right in front of the spine. And so feel your energy, this beautiful divine energy from the crown chakra. Feel it moving down your core, all the way down past the throat, past the heart, past the solar plexus chakra, past the navel, all the way down to the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine, at the perineum. And so put your attention there at the base of the spine and feel how when you put your attention there, the root chakra naturally opens and relaxes. And then drop your grounding cord from there down into the earth. It's actually an extension of your Sushumna. Just feel it dropping all the way down into the center of the earth. And connect your energy with the core of the earth. Feel the anchoring, grounding quality of the energy there at the core of the earth. And feel gravity gently pulling you towards the earth. Very gently and lovingly. Feel how the earth supports you from beneath. Put your attention on all the parts of your body that are touching something, the chair or the floor. And just become aware how the earth supports your body. Feeling the weight of gravity pulling you down ever so gently. It's a beautiful, relaxing feeling where you can just let go. Just completely let go and allow this energy to bring you towards earth and feel your support beneath you. Just relaxing into Mother Earth like a little baby would relax into the arms of its mother. Oh, completely letting go. And just hold this beautiful place of relaxation for a few moments. Feel our Mother Earth energy supporting you, loving you, nurturing you, cradling you. Just letting go and relaxing completely into her. And now bring the earth energy up into your body through the soles of your feet. All the way up to the Sushumna. And back up to the heart. And let's hold our energy in the heart, right in the center of the heart. I'd like you to picture your heart. It's a beautiful ball of light. You can choose any color you like. Pink, rose color, Maybe it's blue, green. A warm, soft feeling there. You feel the light expanding in your heart. And now from your heart, I'd like you to send a loving message out through your chest. And we're placing a call out through the center of our chest, calling out to the coronavirus. And the message is, we love you. We recognize that you are here to serve a purpose. And we ask you to please share with us, what is your purpose? Why are you here? And then just relax and see if any words, thoughts, feelings, images come to you. And let's now let the virus know that we recognize it as a life form here on Earth with its own purpose. And let's acknowledge with the virus that we would like to complete our agreement with it, that we do have some agreement, and we would like to know what its highest purpose is and our highest purpose is, and how we can complete that agreement that we have with each other. So you might feel that the virus perhaps is here to help us change. It's here to provide a wake-up call of sorts. And you might recognize that when this job is complete, when we've gone through the changes we need to go through, and when we have awakened in the way that we need to, that it will return to the light when it completes its purpose. So let's all now visualize our future where this has been completed, where we have awakened to whatever we need to, where we have changed in whatever way we need to, and the virus can be blessed and sent on its way back to the light where it came from. Back to the place where it is surrounded by love, surrounded by source energy. And let's just visualize the virus. We've all seen pictures of it online. So just visualize it starting to melt into the light, since it has completed its purpose and we've gone through the change that we need to, it can now melt into the light. So just visualize those spiky little legs on it. It's a little ball with spikes, and you can just visualize the light melting those spikes, melting the virus back into the light, and thanking it. We offer it a thanks and blessing as it returns to the light. And we recognize as this happens that we personally and we as a human collective are at a pivot point. We are at a point of great change. We are at a place where we are awakening into the heart and into love, and that this virus is helping to serve that purpose in the end somehow, even though we may not be able to see how yet, but that's in our future. Ultimately, it's all in service to the light and in service to our awakening to love. So our awakening to the knowledge and the experience of who we truly are, which is love. So now as we hold this place, this beautiful place of love and light that we share with all life forms, including viruses, including germs, bacteria, all these life forms, they all have a purpose. So we share the light and the life force with them. And as we hold that space of unity and love and light, I'm going to say a little prayer and an invocation for our call today. We call on the Great Spirit, Divine Mother, Father God, the Self that we all are. We call on all the beings in the invisible realms who surround us in the highest love and support. We invite you into this gathering. We ask that you please surround us in love and light, in a beautiful cocoon of healing, golden white light. Fill us up. Let us receive. Let us be healed and whole. Let us remember who we truly are, which is love. Source energy. And we give great thanks for this opportunity to be together today to share our love. And we give thanks for this opportunity to be in these beautiful bodies which are on loan to us from Mother Earth for a few short years. I'm deeply, deeply grateful for this experience on this beautiful planet of ours. Beautiful, fragile blue planet. And we ask today that you please guide our conversation into the highest love and the highest wisdom so that we may all be served into our soul's highest purpose. With deep gratitude, Aho. Alalaho. I like to say Alalaho. Now, a friend told me that is the Tibetan Amen, Alalaho, and it means, isn't it wonderful? So, Alalaho, isn't it wonderful? Oh, so, I invite you now to slowly come back into the room and into your body, wiggle your fingers and toes. Slowly begin to open your eyes. Or if you like, just stay deeply relaxed in meditation. That's fine too. Indrawn, relaxed state, it's easier to receive that energy. So we invite you to remain yin and receive and feel the upliftment that happens from the transmission of healing energy. We call on the Great Spirit. Divine Mother, Father God, Self that we all are. We thank you. We thank all the beings in the invisible realms who surrounded us today in love and support. We're so grateful. We're so deeply grateful for this time that we share, for the love that we share. We give thanks for the transmission that we've been receiving, the transmission of love and healing energy, Shakti. We're deeply grateful for the love and the wisdom. That you bring us all the time, the abundance in our lives. We pray for good health, happiness, and heart-centeredness for all of us and for the whole earth as we move through this challenging time. Help us to be radiant examples of love and joy for others. Help us to have the courage to feel the grief, to feel the fear, and to be able to witness it and let it go. And we send our love and healing energy and our compassion to everybody on this planet who might be suffering from the challenges we're facing, from illness or from loneliness or from financial fears or whatever it is. We send our compassion, we send our love, especially to the doctors and the nurses and the carers, all the people who are on the front lines, helping those who are dying, helping those who are sick. We wrap them all up in a big ball of light and love. May they have strength and courage. May they get the rest and all the sustenance that they need. So once again, we offer our deep gratitude for this opportunity to be on planet Earth at this extraordinary time of the birthing of the new paradigm. Let us tap into that collective consciousness of joy and excitement and enthusiasm. Let that be our overriding state. We can choose that. And that is what we choose. We're deeply, deeply grateful for these beautiful bodies that we wear on this beautiful planet at this extraordinary time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Alalaho.